I was called into work a few hours ago, so I wasn't expecting you to be awake. And you are asleep when I come back. You're so used to me leaving at odd hours of the night that I don't think you even notice I'm gone usually. But it looks like you did miss me in your sleep tonight. You're not flat out on your back snoring like normal. You're really quite adorable, turned on your side towards my side of the bed. Hands reaching out to where I would usually lie, grasping my pillow towards you. Like you tried to find me, but I was gone, and your mind accepted the pillow instead. It's so sweet. I get out of my uniform, undressing as quietly as I can. You don't stir. I watch you as I take off my shoes and remove my pants, slip my work top over my head, and I am left in just my bra and undies. I contemplate having a quick shower, but you look so lovely, reaching out for me in sleep. I just want to get into bed with you. I continue to watch you while I undress further, reaching behind my back to undo my bra hooks, pulling my undies down. I find your repose oddly arousing. I want to reward you for your sleepy desire for me. It's so nice to feel like you unconsciously noticed I was gone. I kneel on the bed and watch you a bit more, deciding if it's cruel to wake you or cruel for us to miss out on this opportunity to make love. I can feel my longing for you grow as I watch you sleep, the way your eyelashes fall against your cheeks, the way your lips flutter as you breathe out slowly, how your legs are only partially covered by the sheet, revealing strips of some of my favourite skin, and how you look so relaxed, hugging the pillow me, like all the burdens you carry are gone. I look and I lust. But I think it may be cruel to wake you. I just have to brush a light kiss over your lips. Then I will scoot under your arms, replacing the pillow as stealthily as I can, so you can snuggle up to me in sleep. I lean forward and hold my breath as I flutter my lips over yours, barely touching our lips together. Just enough to feel the soft warmth of your lips. Then I pull back. You don't stir. So I gently roll off my knees and lie on my side. I lift your arm and scoot underneath it so I can replace the pillow, pressing my body flush against yours. This shifting disturbs you a bit, but you don't waken. Instead, you tighten your arm around me and pull me firmly against you, letting out a cute little mumble. God, I love how you draw me to you even in sleep. It makes my skin shimmer, shivery and hot at the same time. How your heat surrounds me and sinks into my body. I wriggle a little bit to get comfortable, and that involves moving my ass against your groin. Reminding me of just how sexy you are. I can't resist. I move your hand that's holding my waist up to my breast. Lust clouds my judgment, and I press my bum more into you and squeeze your hand against my breast with a groan. I love your touch, even when you don't know you're doing it. But somehow you do know, because you're pulling your hand from my desperate breasts back down to my hips and hold me there as you pull me even harder against you. You're getting aroused in your sleep. I can feel your cock filling the space between my ass cheeks, getting thicker as you subconsciously rub into my body. I can feel the hand gripped on my hip becoming more insistent, the fingers digging into my flesh. The sensation of your sleepy desire is making me so wet. Oh, I just love it when you want me. My pussy throbs as I think. You will be happy if I wake you. I think you will. I know I want to wake you. The thought of sleepy sex with you is filling my mind. Like I want your cock to fill my aching pussy. I whisper, "Wake up, gorgeous," and shake the hand gripping my hip. You wake up groggily, and I'm not sure you notice me in your arms or your hard cock between my ass cheeks initially. Soon you do. But you're definitely very sleepy as you say, "Hey babe," and run thick fingers from my hip to my aching pussy and find the slick, warm welcome I give you as I open my thighs for your probing. You play almost dreamily with my wetness, circle my clit and feel me shift my body against your fingers and your cock. God, it's good to be touched by you. I move so that your hardened cock can slip into my drenched pussy, slowly, feeling you fill me, feeling my body welcome you into me. This is what I wanted, this intimacy with you, to feel your beautiful body against me, inside me, holding me. To feel our bodies working together towards mutual pleasure. The slide of your gorgeous cock in my cunt. Pressing deliciously against my G-spot. Oh God, so good. I move my hand to my clit as you hold my hip to anchor your leisurely thrusts. Rubbing next to my clit over my hood. Oh, so fucking good. Oh God. You keep fucking me slowly. Yes. Just like that. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, so good. Oh yes, just like that. Oh. At a leisurely, sensual pace. Builds and builds. Oh, you're perfect inside me. Oh, fuck. You're perfect inside me. God, you're incredible. I'm so lucky to have you. I just want to orgasm around your dick forever. Make sleepy, slow love to your gorgeous body. The hand gripping my hip is getting more insistent. Your thrust is building. I'm pushing back into you with growing hunger, rocking my hips back into your body, building, building. We're building together in the slow, gorgeous midnight fog. Baby, you feel so good inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I love coming.